This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
We've got the action Bronson by the choreographer. Actually, it's the other way around. Sorry, guys. This is Tal, Caleb and Stefan on Get Serial. And we've got our producer, Julia, in the studio. Hello, Julia.
Morning.
Hello. Thanks for having me. It's a bit bittersweet, though, because I always love having a chat with you guys, but there's a bit of taste in my mouth because I've come to you guys, hat in hand, and need a bit of help.
And you've also brought your sofa in as well. So we've got the sofa stretched out in the studio. Have a seat there. Lie down, because we're here to counsel you.
I need a bit of psych help, but it's not for me. It's for a friend.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we'll get rid of the sofa.
And when I do say friend, you know, I'm not talking about myself. But my friend is a bit heartbroken, I think I need a male perspective from you guys.
Okay. Well, you've got three of them.
Yeah. Look, he's hoping we make some headway here. So, boy meets girl. This is how it goes.
That is a story as old as time itself.
Yeah. And closed book. Boy meets girl. Boy and girl hit it off. And it's great. I mean, this girl, my friend, she's the loveliest person. I mean, she's never been in a relationship before. She can finally see herself settling down with this guy. And I mean, it's great. They hit it off. They've got chemistry. I've already given him the tick of approval. I mean, he's charming all the friends and, you know, he's calling her all the time, just being like, how's your day going? Want to know more about you.
Calling her, that's a good step.
I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, we don't even...
Better than just texting.
I know. Like, yeah. I'm the sort of person that's like, okay, waiting till that call finishes so I can keep staring at my phone. Yeah. And no, it's all going great. And then he drops the bomb that he's going overseas for a little bit of time. Not for anything major, just a little bit of a trip. And they talk about it. They're like, okay, so what are we to one another? You know, nothing too serious. Let's not put any pressure. Let's just see how things go when you come back. He comes back and there's no contact.
How long was the trip?
Just a few weeks.
Okay.
And how long were they kind of knowing each other?
Like a couple of months. And it seemed things were pretty serious. And he kind of set up that, you know, I'm not trying to lead you on anything like that. But she said, you know, you don't have to do anything. Like you go on a holiday, you know, you don't owe me anything. We're just getting to know one another. Then he's posting on Instagram and there's just no contact there. So she waits a bit. Then she calls him out on it and goes, you know, what's been going on? You know, just to try and say a bit casual, but, you know, it'd be nice to tell me what's going on. I mean, I thought we had something here. And then he goes, oh, yeah, there's a fair bit going on in my life. I don't want to involve you in that. So instead of including her in it, he kind of pushes her away. So now she's pretty heartbroken. She thought she had something there. And she doesn't know what to do.
See, I reckon it's a pretty easy cop-out. Yeah, I've got a lot going on in my life right now. I just need a bit of space. I reckon there might be a little bit more to it.
They did actually talk it out and there were a few major things going on in his life. But for something where she's just gone, I am no longer deserving of love. I mean, if this is the closest that I've got and I've had this amazing connection with a guy, completely changed my perspective on love. And now she's like, stop it, move on, done.
Didn't she say, like, before he left, she was saying something like, oh, no pressure, you don't owe me anything.
Yeah, she's trying to be cool, calm, and casual.
I know, but I feel like I've gone down that road. I think you should. I mean, that you said they knew each other for a couple of months, not like a few Tinder dates.
Yeah.
So I feel like at that point she could have been, you know, a bit more honest and say what she's really feeling rather than going. Because here's the thing about us three blokes in a room, we don't understand girls' minds at all.
Speak for yourself. I'd say I'm a connoisseur.
I'd say that us guys, we take things literally. So when if she actually said to him, like, you know, you don't owe me anything, no pressure.
Connoisseur.
No, you are tough. But if he probably would have taken what she said literally, because that's what guys do. So now he may be wondering why she's making such a fuss when she said that you don't owe me anything.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. I feel like people should be more blunt and be more honest with each other.
Yeah, but it's easier said than done. I mean, she totally wants this to happen. I reckon he does too, but both parties are kind of just like, I don't know how to get there, but I kind of want to. But also, I'm cool, I'm chill. Like, I don't feel like I need to jump into things. Let's keep this cash.
Maybe she needs to flip it and go on a holiday for a few weeks. Yeah. Freeze him out. And give him nothing.
Problem solved.
And then, give him a little taste of the own medicine.
Yeah. See how he likes it. A few cheeky Instagram uploads.
Yeah, yeah.
Done. right.
I often think, like, it's a bit of a competition at the early stages of dating to see who can be the most cash.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, you know, like, it's
I
cool.
hate that,
it's
though.
Cool.
But you know what?
But I agree, Stefan. You should be a little bit more upfront, but it's never that easy.
To girls and guys, you got to go for what you want. You got to show dominance. She has to show dominance.
Wow.
She's got to show dominance over him.
Ooh.
Jeez. To show his boss.
Tune in next week, and we'll be taking a trip down to Bunnings. we'll just go to a song right now. This is Cry, Cry, Cry by Wolf Parade. You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb, and Stefan.
Yeah, it's by Wolf Parade, and don't cry, go for what you want, be the dominant wolf. Ain't that right, Julia? Tell your friend that.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.